eternity, mine forgive.
Thank you. All right, wow. That's some good music playing. What we're going to do now is we're going to put down the musical instruments because we're going to have some more music later, but right now we're going to lay it down. Now, my name's John, and I've got something very important to talk to you about, something called an Advent calendar. Who here today started an Advent calendar? Yeah? Who here opened the first door? Who here's parents went cheap and got one without chocolate? Some of you? 2 years ago, my wife tried to get an Advent calendar with a nice picture of Jesus on it and no chocolate. That year, we had two Advent calendars as she went out and got another one with chocolate in it as our kids went absolutely nuts. So Advent calendars are quite an interesting thing. I remember when I was a kid and I had an Advent calendar, and I can remember it as if it was yesterday. I remember holding it, and it was early on in December, and I remember thinking, surely I could eat tomorrow's chocolate as well. That will be fine, right? I'm going to eat tomorrow's as well. And I looked around, and you know exactly what I did. I went for it. I ripped it open, and I just ate all of that chocolate. I consumed the Advent calendar. I know. And my parents came in, and I got in trouble. They said, how dare you? You've ruined the Advent calendar. This is not supposed to happen. And I thought to myself, never again. When I'm a grown-up, I'm going to let my kids eat their whole Advent calendar, and I'm not going to care. I'm not going to be one of those horrible grown-ups. A couple years ago, my kids jam on their entire Advent calendar, and then they hide it. And you know, you can find it. It's behind the couch, like some badger has just ripped it open and eaten everything. Said, who has eaten this? You know, their chocolate all around their mouths. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, the blatant disrespect. What are you? How dare you? How dare you? Me? Chocolate again. Do you know? And you think, oh, it's so hard to wait, isn't it? We have this thing of like waiting where it's like we can't wait to open another door. But waiting is such like a human experience, isn't it? Do you know that feeling when it's Christmas morning and you're a kid and you're so excited to not have to wait anymore? You just want to open those gifts. And there is a joy in the waiting, isn't there? Sometimes waiting is joyful. Oh, we can't wait. We can't wait for our birthday. It's going to be great. But you know, also sometimes waiting is painful. Who's had to wait for results from a doctor? Yeah? Sometimes you are worried in the wait and the unknowing. Waiting is a really human experience. It shows us that we do not know everything. We are not in control of everything. We are finite. We are not all-knowing. We have our boundaries. Waiting, both in joy and in pain, is human. Now, no one has waited like the Israelites have waited. They had a promise, and they had to wait so long for it. So we're going to have our first reading now. Miles is going to come up. And he's going to read to us about waiting.
For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Thank you, Miles. Now, you might hear that and think, oh, of course, it's Jesus, right? But that happened a long time before Jesus. You could almost think of Isaiah kind of whispering this promise out. A child will come. A child will come who will be a leader, who will be king. A child whose all of this power will be, and it's coming. It's coming, and this whisper of waiting reverberated out into a whole people, into the Israelites, and they waited. And years went by, and decades went by, and centuries went by, and waiting for this promise? How long do we wait to see what this will look like? What will it look like for this God to come in? How do we know? How will we see? How will we know? And then, a miracle. Our second reading, Zoe's going to come up.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life.
Thank you, Zoe. So this promise they had been waiting for, this idea, all of a sudden steps into humanity. God coming in flesh, into the pain and the joy of life, stepping in the infinite, stepping into the finite, so that we could see him, Christ, in the world. This is what we wait for. This is what Advent is about. We celebrate Christ coming in and living in this world. Do you know, you might have a lot of different emotions and things you're going through this Christmas. You might have some really excited feelings, and family's coming, and it's going to be amazing, and we're going to make the perfect Christmas. But some of you also might feel that pain and the difficulty of Christmas, and this might feel like, oh, another year where this is complex. Our family doesn't get on, or we're estranged, or loved ones are not with us anymore. I want you to know that what we wait for is a sign of this very complexity of life. It is Christ with us. Christ is with us. For God so loved the world that he sent Christ into the complexity of life. God loves you. He is in the world because he loves you and he's with you now. So he's with us and we wait. And that is Advent. Yeah? Now, enough from this old guy. We've got some Chris Dingles to make in a little bit, don't we? Thank you for being so good. I got serious and even put on my preacher voice, but you did very well. Thank you. That was very good. I appreciate that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to have another song, and I actually encourage two things are going to happen. First of all, we're going to be having our offering during this song, so that's going to come around. Second of all, in a little bit, we might meet someone interesting, so I encourage all of the kids, if they want to come up and fill up these mats, that'd be wonderful. We've got space for you up here. So come on up. Come on up.
Please take your seats. Grab a seat on the floor. If I get you to shuffle back from the step just a little bit so you can get a good view. And it's great because we were just singing about the light of the world, weren't we? And we're now moving towards the part of the service when we're going to be doing our Chris Dingles. But first, well, it's actually a little bit embarrassing because we were meant to have a very special guest to help us with this section of the service, but he's an incredibly shy person, and I don't know where he's gone. It's my friend Chris. I can't actually see him anywhere, which is a little bit awkward because I don't really have anything else planned for this part. Would you be able to help me? Maybe if we call out Chris's name, he'll come and join us. He might be hiding somewhere. So can you do that on the count of three? If we do a big shout for my friend Chris, okay? Okay, you up for that? What? Oh, good, thank you. Mark's up for it. Me and Mark will shout. Anyone else would be great. Okay, one, two, three, Chris! I don't think that's Chris, don't worry. Okay, he didn't hear that. I think we need to be even louder than that. Okay, one, two, three, Chris! Chris? Okay. He might be he's very, very, very shy. I think we need to do one more time really, really loudly, and I'm really hoping he does come, otherwise I will be in trouble. Okay, one, two, three, Chris! Chris! Where is he? Chris! This is my friend Chris, Chris Tingle. I can't understand why he's shy. It's completely beyond me. This is my friend Chris Tingle, and he's going to help me in explaining what we're about to do in the rest of the service. So it's great to have, thank you for coming, Chris, and helping out. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be making some Christingles, which are signs of various things and which represent Jesus coming into the world, as John was just talking about a second ago. And Chris has agreed to very kindly help me by modeling various parts of the process. So the first thing that we're going to have when we get our Christingles is that we're going to have the world, this round sphere. And Chris is a slightly wonky world, but that's all right. He's a very beautiful one nonetheless. So we start with our world to symbolize the creation that God has made for us. And the wonderful whole creation that he has made and he has given to us to live in and to be a part of. And then there's various other parts of the process. We then have a candle, which represents the fact that God didn't only make the world, he chose to come down and to come as light, to be a part of the world. So we're going to put this on to you, Chris. Does it go round behind or in front? There we go. Tuck it behind the ears. This is very dangerous. Don't balance candles on your head at home, anyone. Chris has been specially trained for this, so he's very good. So we put a candle on the top to symbolize the light of Jesus coming into the world to be a part of us. So we'll be doing that in a moment. And then we have a red ribbon. I might need a helper to help me get this round, Chris, because he's a bit too wide for my arms. Can I have one helper to just come up and help me get the ribbon around him? Yeah, lovely. Can you come up and give me a hand? So if you can run this round the back of Chris, my friend Chris, and then I'll tie it up in a bow at the front once we've done that. Lovely. Oh, wonderful job. Thank you so much. Brilliant help. And we will then tie a ribbon around the world, which symbolizes, the red ribbon symbolizes the blood of Jesus. Because not only did Jesus come down as the light of the world, which is what we celebrate at Christmas, but he actually loved the world so much, as John said, that he came down and he died for us. And it's his blood which allows us to be able to be in proper right relationship with God, to be restored with him. And so we have this as a sign of Jesus' blood, which is big enough to go around the whole of the world. And then we have what's probably, I think, was always my favorite part of the Christingle, I'm not going to lie. We then have some extra little bits. And these ones are the good gifts of the world. So these are the fruits of creation, the wonderful things he gives us. So I'm going to give you a stick on this side, Chris, and a stick on this side. And we have some wonderful sweets and raisins, which symbolize the wonderful things that God gives to us. And, let me get these on right. And as you can see, we've only got two because we want to share our gifts with each other. So when we make our own Christingles, it's important to remember that we share the good gifts rather than necessarily grabbing all the sweets and putting them all in our one Christingle. But we have these many good gifts that we can celebrate. And so, I think he looks pretty great, doesn't he? Who thinks Chris looks good? So, oh dear. The light of Christ is right amongst us. So we have these wonderful times. We're going to be getting together to make our own ones with these. And as I said, we're going to be using some stuff. We've got some tingle stations around the room, which you can go to. And we're going to get our oranges. And just a little note, the oranges, it's the top of the orange where there's space for the candle. It's been pre-slit, so we've helped you out on that. The flat bit at the bottom is so it can stand up. So don't put your candle in there or you'll end up with all sorts of problems. We've got some little bits of tin foil so you don't drip wax anywhere. And we have four little cocktail sticks and various dishes. Some people say the four cocktail sticks is to symbolize the four seasons of the year, to show God's gifts throughout the year. In fact, we all know it's probably so you can put more sweets on your Christingle, but we'll go with the four seasons. So we'll be gathering around the tables to do that in just a moment. And there's enough for all of the kids to be able to do one. If you are here without kids, there's still enough for you to do them, so you're not excluded from this. I'm going to be giving some little directions as we go through if we're unsure. But I think we're fairly good. Should we give Chris a big round of applause to thank you for his help? So, lovely. And then Yeah, if you want to start heading to some of the tingle stations around the edge, I've got some wonderful professional Christingle makers who are going to be helping out at each of the tables. So if you're in any doubt of what to do, ask a question of those Christingle makers. If you are not wanting to do a Christingle for some bizarre reason, then feel free to turn to the people around you and just have a little bit of a chat about what John was talking to us earlier, those passages from Isaiah and from John 3:16. So do chat with the people around you. But there is enough oranges and Christingle things, if you'd like to make one, to go ahead. Oh, did it fall off?